Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
At buhat naman sa South Australia, magtungo naman tayo sa bahagi ng Canberra kung saan makakasama natin ngayong umaga si Philippine Ambassador to Australia, Maria Helen de la Vega. Magandang umaga po sa inyo, Ambassador.
Magandang umaga din naman, Annalyn, at sa iyong mga tagapakinig, sa iyong listeners.
Alam ko po, kayo ay abalang-abala nitong buong linggo na ito dahil bukas magsisimula ang National Multicultural Festival dyan sa bahagi ng Canberra. Ano po ang mga paghahanda ng Philippine Embassy?
Well, as you will probably know, tayo pong Philippine Embassy ay part ng tinatawag na ASEAN Village. And so, ito po ay ang ating i-feature sa sinasabi mo kanina na beginning actually on Friday until Sunday, the National Multicultural Festival. So, we're excited to participate in it on 22 February, Sabado yon, na formally we will have our guest of honors like yung Chief Minister ng Australian Capital Territory at pati rin naman ang Minister for Culture. So anong expectation natin doon? Itong ASEAN Village will be composed of the 10 countries of ASEAN including the Philippines. So meron tayong cultural display, merong mga information booth, and basically on the part of the Philippines, we will be featuring our Boracay and the Coron Islands. And as a sign of also celebrating cultural diversity.
So ibig sabihin po nito, Ambassador, bukas ang Philippine Embassy para sa lahat?
What do you mean bukas ang Philippine Embassy?
Ibig sabihin, yung celebration ay gaganapin sa grounds ng Philippine Embassy?
Hindi. Ang National Multicultural Festival ay gaganapin sa central center, city center ng Canberra.
Yan ay malapit sa Parliament?
Hindi malapit sa Parliament. Marapit ito sa David Jones Department Store. Ito yung pinakagitna sityo ng Canberra.
Okay. So, ang Philippine Embassy ay ilang taon na sa mga nakarang taon laging abalayan at sumasama siya, nakikibahagi dito sa National Multicultural Festival sa pamamagitan ng ASEAN Village, hindi po ba?
Ang ASEAN Village ay nag-umpisa noong 2017. Ito ay nag-coincide din kung kailan tayo naman ay chair ng ASEAN. At ngayong taon na to na pumapasok na sa 24 years, so next year, 25 years na itong National Multicultural Festival, tayo rin ay nagpa-participate. So, masasabi natin na magmula nung itinayo noong 2017 yung ASEAN Village, so ngayon ay year 2020, so tatlong taon na tayong sumasali dito sa National Multicultural Festival as an ASEAN Village.
Apo, bilang po bahagi ng ASEAN country or bilang isang ASEAN nation, bakit po mahalaga para sa Philippine or sa Filipino community na makibahagi dito sa celebration ng National Multicultural Festival?
Katulad ng nasabi ko kanina earlier, Annalyn, ito ay isa sa pinaka-importanting event dito sa Canberra kung saan sineselebrate natin ang ating cultural diversity and social cohesion at inclusion. Ngayon, as a founding member ng ASEAN, alam naman natin na itong more than 620 million citizens ng Association of Southeast Asian Nations na kinukompose ng Cambodia, Indonesia, Laos, Myanmar, Malaysia, Philippines, Singapore, Thailand, and Vietnam. Iba-iba ang ating mga development and cultural outlooks or persuasions. Pero we demonstrate to the world na as an ASEAN nation, nakaka-contribute tayo by having our own cultural diversity but still there's unity and centrality in ASEAN. So ang makikita ditong mga display will be the different cultural icons, mga produkto, at masasabi nating mga semblance ng mga cultural cultural performances ng mga iba-ibang ethnic groups dito sa ASEAN. So meron din kasing mga cultural performances ang mga bansa. Itong nasabi kong 10 bansa ng ASEAN.
At syempre po, may performance dyan ng ilang grupo ng mga Filipino.
Oo, at I'm proud to say na itong ating performances ng Philippines will actually be undertaken by mga talents, no, homegrown talents dito sa Canberra, ng mga estudyante na nag-aaral sa ANU. that's the Australian National University and the University of Canberra at even the Canberra Institute of Technology. So, kasi ang formal program ay mag-uumpisa ng 10:30 a.m. sa Sabado. So, inaanyayahan ko lahat ng mga taga New South Wales dyan, kung meron kayong activity dito sa Sabado, February 22, pwede naman po kayong pumunta sa Canberra Center. Ito po yung, at marami pong mabilis pong makarating doon. You will not miss it kasi ang ASEAN po ay nasa category ng C zone, letter C, as in ABC. So you will see all of the ASEAN countries in that particular zone.
At kung wala naman silang sadya, pwedeng sadyain ang ASEAN Village, hindi po ba?
Of course. Basta't meron naman kayong, kasi nga sabi ko 10:30. When I say 10:30, doon po mag-umpisa yung formal program. We will be there on Saturday from 9 until 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Kasi yun po yung araw kung saan dedicated yung ASEAN Village activities.
Okay. So, meron pa po kayong ibang mensahe sa ating mga tagapakinig, lalo na sa mga Filipino community dyan sa bahagi ng ACT?
Well, except to, again, invite everybody na this is the most important event, the National Multicultural Festival, and we will be presenting tourism destinations, arts and crafts, cultural performances, and cuisine from the ASEAN member states. And it's important for us as an embassy as well, kasi ang Philippines ngayon ang chairman of the ASEAN Committee in Canberra. So bukas po ito magmula 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. sa Sabado, February 22, and we are expecting our guest of honors to be the ACT Chief Minister Andrew Barr and the Minister for Multicultural Affairs, Minister Chris Steele. And we will be featuring, as I said, Boracay and Palawan. I know na medyo may challenges tayo ngayon in terms of travel because of the coronavirus, but we also recognize that Australia is the top 5 source of international tourists in the Philippines, and the numbers from Australia has been increasing in the last 5 years. So our hope is that Australia will continue to choose the Philippines as a travel destination because we now have direct flights from Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, and soon in Perth.
At syempre po, ambassador, sa mga events na kagaya ng National Multicultural Festival, lalo mapagtitibay yung relasyon ng Australia at ng Pilipinas in particular, hindi po ba?
Yes, that's right. If you just look at the festival alone attracting about 250,000 people, malaking component na dyan talaga ang patibayin natin ang relasyon between Philippines and Australia. And because next year is going to be 25 years of the National Multicultural Festival, magko-coincide din po yun sa ating 75 years of Philippine-Australia relations in year 2021. So mas maganda rin po na mapaghandaan na rin natin ang ating participation for next year. So we hope to be able to use this platform this year to prepare for next year's grander celebration.
For two double celebration, mas malaking celebration yan.
Yes, and thank you so much, Annalyn, for giving me this opportunity to invite our kababayans and your listeners.
Maraming salamat, Philippine Ambassador to Australia, Maria Helen De La Vega. Magandang umaga po sa inyo lahat.
Thank you at magandang umaga din.
Yeah. Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.